1380 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden meeting today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the G7 summit, signing what is being called an historic security agreement.
While this does not commit U.S. troops to defend Ukraine, the U.S. is pledging to bolster Ukraine's defenses. It's meant to show Vladimir Putin that America is determined to stand by Ukraine no matter how long it takes. The U.S. is also dramatically increasing sanctions on Russia, and the U.S. is also pushing for a $50 billion loan to Ukraine using profits from frozen Russian assets.
ABC senior White House correspondent Selena Wang. Severe flooding in Florida as extreme rain across much of the southern half of the state continues. Eight former SpaceX employees have sued the company and its CEO Elon Musk, alleging he ordered them fired after complaining about a hostile work environment at the company. The Tesla board will vote today on approving Elon Musk's nearly $45 billion all-stock compensation package approved by the board in 2018. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Common Council has passed a list of items to be banned inside the Republican National Convention's soft security perimeter. It includes several items that could be used as weapons, but state law prevents a ban on guns. The measure now goes to the mayor. Wisconsin's Economic Development Secretary disagrees with the notion that Wisconsin has one of the worst economies in the nation. Wallet Hub just ranked Wisconsin number 40. Missy Hughes says she sees a lot of evidence to the contrary.
I'm just coming back from a groundbreaking for an $800 million facility in Jefferson for Kekulman Company. And, of course, we had the big Microsoft announcement a few weeks ago.
She also points to low unemployment. Wallet Hub cites stagnant GDP and low startup activity. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A couple hundred people lost power in last night's storms, mostly because of the strong winds. Wind speeds like that can easily knock trees onto power lines. Between MG&E and Alliant, about 300 homes lost electricity. The city of Middleton opened a few buildings overnight to give people basic amenities like lights, restrooms, and Wi-Fi. Most of those outages were resolved by morning. And after years of planning and construction, downtown Madison's newest hotel is all ready to open. The new Embassy Suites on South Pinckney could help bring more conventions to Madison because it is just half a block to Monona Terrace. For years, the only hotel really close was the one connected to the terrace. Tourism spending set another new record in Dane County last year. City officials expect the hotel to be full for UW graduation, Badger Games, the Dairy Expo, and Ironman. The new Embassy Suites is set to open next week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Preston likes the new defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers wrapping up their mini camp with their final practice. I asked linebacker Preston Smith if the new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley gets down to the details.
Yes, this is definitely fine detailing in his system. Everybody has a role and everybody has a responsibility. Nobody gets a pass and everybody has a responsibility in each call or anything. And you kind of know the responsibility in the run game and the pass for everybody.
NBA Finals, the Celtics win again, this time 106-99 over the Mavericks. Boston up 3-0 in the best of 7. Game 4 tomorrow night in Dallas. Baseball, the Brewers host the Reds tomorrow night after beating the Blue Jays 5-4. It's their 6th series win in a row at AmFam Field. Willie Adames.
It's great. I mean, obviously, every time we play in front of our crowd, we always feed off from their energy. And, you know, we're doing a tremendous job here at home. Hopefully, we can continue to do that and, you know, sometimes carry that to the road.
That's Brewers shortstop Willie Adames. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, low of 56. Sunshine, low 80s on your Friday. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high of 77. Highs near 89 Sunday.
Right now, it's 68. 100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Donald Trump meets with Republican leaders. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Tune in each day, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
They know there's no high crime or misdemeanor to be found because they've spent the last 17 months and millions of our taxpayer dollars looking for it, and it simply does not exist. They literally don't even know what they're looking for anymore. So why do they want it? Well, they're hoping that in the 5 hours of President Biden's testimony, they can find a mispronounced word.
Thank you, Jamie Raskin.
Are you going to die mad?
I don't understand what this party is. Just like a condom with a hole in it. I don't. It's useless. It's dangerous. I don't really understand what. So they voted to hold Merrick Garland in contempt for not giving them audio to use for a campaign ad against Joe Biden, where they would find any stumble.
They have the transcript. Everything's been turned
over. What is this new, like, demanding investigative materials and thinking you have a right to them? And Jim Jordan subpoenaing anybody and thinking he has a right when he has not answered his own subpoena. Mm-hmm.
We need to subpoena those wrestlers that he...
When is... Hey, let's ask George Clooney Saturday. When's that movie coming out? Jody and I are going out. We're going to hang with George.
You're going on a date with Julia Roberts?
Yeah.
And George Clooney.
Just as Jody and I do. We're in the nosebleeds. We better bring binoculars.
Oh, I see them.
Opera glasses.
The opera glasses that Julia couldn't use.
Yes. Julia Roberts will be this big from where Jody and I are sitting.
Maybe they'll have jumbotrons.
But we're still going.
You are.
Lindy Lee invited us, and she's coming on the big show today.
Yep. She is. We have a big Thursday show.
It is. We're jam-packed.
Oh, my God. Anyway, back to the useless condom.
It's got holes in it.
What is this, dragging Alvin Bragg? Like, what? They are just so outside the purpose of any political party.
They're not doing their job.
They are just, and then they're going to go, Donald Trump today.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back to D.C. for the first time since the insurrection, since January 6th. And Mitch McConnell's like, oh, of course I'll meet with him. He stood right there and said that he is morally and practically responsible for what, oh, of course I'll meet with him. I always said I'll support the nominee. Like, they just have no... That's it. They've just lost all moral center, scruples, principle. Yeah. It's okay. He's already given them a transcript of the interview with Biden. It's, I love this. Grand jury referral, and then the DOJ will make its own determination regarding prosecution. Please tell me Merrick Garland's bend over that far backwards to make it look like they're fair.
Stop hitting yourself.
Prosecute yourself.
He won't. Eric Holder didn't either when he was called.
That's
His Highness? We haven't talked to His Highness in a while. Let's get him back.
Yeah, he loves you.
I'll see what I can do.
Dana Goldberg told him.
He got giggly.
I love him.
When you talk to him.
Yeah. I'll see what I can
Not a lot of attorney generals are giggly.
No.
Except when they come on here.
Right.
I drag everyone to my level eventually.
I like seeing Merrick Garland on this program.
Oh, wow. I bet you he'd be like a night at the Chuckle Hut.
You don't know. He could be very funny. You have no idea.
Remember when John Kerry came on? People were like, I've never seen John Kerry be funny. He was super funny.
Like, dryly
hysterical. Oh, my God. Dry is like a desert funny.
Oh, I wonder what Jenna Reno would have been like if she'd been on the
show. Oh, I bet you she would have been a ball buster. She'd be great. I bet you she's a potty mouth. But she slams them back and just is like a loading dock. Okay. Oh, hey, I forgot a big announcement yesterday. Glenn Kirshner is joining us for Denver Sexy Liberal next Saturday. And we're working on other surprises. But, oh, my God, can I just say what a patriot this guy is? I've mentioned this before, but he comes at his own expense.
Right.
We can't afford to fly people all over the country. Right. But he wants to be there. He so believes in what we're doing at Sexy Liberal. Soon to be announcing a Get Out the Vote group, because it's for a cause. It's all for the same cause. And anyway, God bless him. And you never know what's going to be happening by next week.
Oh, yeah.
On the justice front.
He could be his own big bear peeking into the convention center.
Yes, he's the big blue. He will be the big blue bear of Sexy Liberal Denver next Saturday. Is it the Pedamount?
The show's at the Pedamount.
Pedamount is calling.
They want your car.
Pedamount's calling me. All right. Also, can I just take a moment to say, Jody, are you with me? Do you think like men should just never, Republican men, men in general, but Republican men should never talk about lady bits? They don't understand them. Yeah. I mean, even our beloved Chris Lavoie calls them meat curtains, and he does this thing like this is some sort of sexual maneuver you do with women. No, just don't. But John Kennedy, he just got bitch slapped yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
I'm telling you, they're going to make Rovember worse, right? It is, the Roe rage is already off the charts. And it's just, as the witness said, it's so disrespectful to women. The way they talk about, like, women just willy-nilly want to have an abortion at 8 months or something. Yeah. You know, when, as he was saying, it's like 1%. Of the abortions, and it's in severe emergencies.
Yeah, it's never elective.
Why would any woman put themselves through 8 or 9 months of that and then decide they don't want it?
Yeah, it's not a thing.
Can you play 16 through 18? Yes. Mommy's having a little...
Are you okay?
Okay. All righty then.
Here is Kennedy.
Should the mother at that juncture have the right, clearly a viable child, to abort the child? My example is not unrealistic. If your answer, I'm going to save my time. If your answer is going to be that never happens, let me go to Ms. Fry. What do you think?
Well, Senator, first of all, if you don't ask a question if you don't want to know the answer.
That's Jocelyn Fry, president of the National Partnership for Women and Families.
1% of abortions happen at 21 weeks or later. Mm-hmm. So I think the premise of your question sets up a conversation about abortion that is unfair. Rarely is that ever the instance. The vast majority of pregnancies and abortions that are considered late in a pregnancy have to do with severe, devastating medical circumstances.
And then this
is
Jocelyn Fry again.
And I understand your point, Senator. I understand your point. But with all due respect, I also think the chances of people sort of getting all the way through a pregnancy and just sort of saying, I don't want it, is disrespectful to women.
Thank you. I enjoyed every single word of that.
How are you? How are you feeling?
Mommy must have gotten Bonnie's rumbly tumbly.
Did you scrub your crack?
Yes, stop it. Chris Lavoie is the only one who's had his doctor ask, don't forget to scrub your crack.
I've never had that.
No doctor says that. What? What is going on in your
on over there?
No, I didn't say my doctor said that to me.
Oh, we have to think of something equivalent to meat curtains for
that.
Whatever that whole situation
I'm
is.
Jody
down
likes
there
them a little more than you do.
Yeah.
Jody's an aficionado.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Liberal helpers. Can I have my Jaws music, please? Oh, is this
funny.
John Cooper?
Uh-huh.
He found the perfect necktie for President Biden to wear when he debates Trump in a couple of weeks, and it's a nice blue tie with a giant shark coming out.
It needs to be biting on a Duracell.
Yeah, it should.
With a battery.
Uh-huh.
Or the Energizer Bunny.
Right.
The two.
Yeah.
You guys, I know how where you fall on this, but he's not going to show up. What's his? I think we need the over-under on what is. What's his excuse?
CNN, it'll be rigged.
A shark ate his invitation?
It'll be rigged.
He's going to say he's not going to be able to get a fair shot from CNN. So that, right. That's exactly what it's
going to be. Oh, is that what baby's going to say?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Where was I? Oh, John Pavlovitz tweeted, Hunter Biden has allowed us to experience the first and last time the Republican Party will encourage gun enforcement laws.
Exactly.
Now I have another thing I'll die mad about, and that is the Hunter Biden prosecution. Yeah. It's just, okay, I have some sound on that, don't I?
Which
sorry.
Ones?
I don't know. I've sick.
Oh, what? Honey.
Mommy's having a morning.
Oh.
What are you trying to find?
Well, Jody and I were talking about we love our animals. She loves her kitties. I love my doggies.
Right.
But they're getting, and I love it.
You're
love
a you're a 10-stage clinger. They're becoming 5-stage clingers?
Yeah, but I... Jody and I are such animal lovers that we cannot sleep because Bonnie, like... She is like an alien face hugger. Like, she has to be as close to my face as possible, and then the tongue just starts at any random moment in your ear, in your mouth, up your nose. Like, but she's clamped like right here, like a goiter, like a giant goiter on my neck. And then Clyde is somewhere a little bit lower, like a like an ectopic pregnancy. He's down here, but I can't
like a colostomy bag.
Yeah, okay. Right, and. Jody and I were saying, now you just can't move.
Right.
And her cat,
Vinny.
There's a joke in there about that he's between your legs, but okay, let's not.
It's a boy between my legs.
Okay. Yeah. But it's the same thing. Like, you can't move because they're dead weight. There's some.
Yeah, they are dead weight.
They're like 10-pound dogs. And how? I don't know how much.
He weighs 11 pounds.
Okay, but for some reason, they are like boat anchors. They don't. You can't move them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so even if your neck is like, I sleep like this. And so I didn't really sleep much. So I saw mommy, maybe missed her regular when she's regularly has her morning rituals because I didn't sleep very well.
I can't sleep on my back because Boots immediately will get up on my chest and lay down. I became a side sleeper. And so when I sleep on my side, she kind of curls up.
Yeah, that's what Vinny and
Daisy
do that.
And it's the cutest thing ever.
They
really
repace themselves, whatever position I'm in. Yeah. It's just like psychotic dog yoga all night long where they just re-implant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to sleep with my sister's Great Dane. So.
Oh.
That's fun.
How'd that go?
Yeah. Not well.
No. I slept with actually two Great Pyrenees, but then at one point I had a Great Pyrenees in Newfoundland and a St. Bernard. So I did that as well.
Okay. I slept with a yellow lab and three cats and a bird on a twin bed at Carrie's
place.
Okay,
this isn't a competition, Jody.
I'll beat you.
If it is, I always lose to Jody in every competition. Can I just say, Kate?
Learn not to compete with me. I always win.
Kay Birch on Twitter made me feel better. She said, are you even a dog owner if you don't make up songs about them and proceed to sing them to them all day long? I thought that was just me. You should see how weird this gets when you guys leave.
We know.
Oh. It's Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. No, actually, my latest one is, these little dogs are mine. I'm going to let them shine. That's okay, but this lady's doing it in her house, so I'm not the only.
Trust us, we know.
Oh.
All right, I got off track, didn't I, a little bit?
A little bit.
You know what? We have a full topical show of actual things.
That's going to be the best out of the gate ever.
It's pet friendly.
Yes.
Carl Frisch, Dr. Doom, who was on with Nicole Wallace yesterday with his fantastic work for kids in Ukraine. Lindy Lee, and of course, Dana Goldberg, and then everything will be better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, I love new sponsors. You know why? Because here's the thing I was realizing yesterday, Chris.
What?
People always ask me, do you really use blah, blah, blah? I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes people stop advertising on radio years ago, and I still buy their products.
Right.
I could cite several, but I'm just telling you, 120 Life, I have so many friends, including Jody Hamilton right here, who has high blood pressure.
I
We're
do.
Getting to a certain age, and everybody's dealing with, something. One in two adults, did you know this, has high blood pressure?
Oh.
It's the number one risk factor for mortality, and I don't know that the guy with the life insurance has anything on Jody, but he ought to hurry.
I'm drinking that stuff.
Okay. I know. It's yummy. Well, here's the thing. You know, there's certain products like that have beets in them or pomegranate. This has like six. It has beets, pomegranate, hibiscus.
Yeah.
All these, you know me. I'm a natural girl. Yes. I'm a natural woman.
Do we make
Carole
feel
King
like...
took that idea from me.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, they're all, you know, like superfood ingredients. Try it yourself risk-free. Their two-week trial pack. Go to 120life. It's the numbers, 120life.com. Use the code CONTROL to save 15% and get free shipping. Or you can text CONTROL to 511-511. They are so sure 120 Life can noticeably lower your blood pressure in 2 weeks. They will refund your money if you're not satisfied. You got nothing to lose but those high blood pressure numbers. It comes in the powder and the little bottles.
Yep.
Either way, you like it. This is your life we're talking about, 120 Life. Can help. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is very exciting for me because I'm a giant health nerd. To welcome Tina Anderson,
yay!
From Just Thrive. Hang on, I need my rock star cheers. Oh no, I'm missing them now. No. Ah, Tina, welcome. Thank you so much for. I am a health nerd. I'm a complete health nut. I love everything you're doing.
We're like delivering life-saving medications and helping people. But after being in that industry for a while, we started to see a lot of the abuses in the industry.
Yeah.
You know, started to see the overprescribing of medications, starting to see, you know, where people were, you know, the pharmaceutical industry is focusing on symptom treatment rather than getting to the root cause of issues. And it wasn't really the way we led our lives as it was. We have three children. We always kind of gravitated to more natural, you know, solutions and getting to the root cause of an issue rather than focusing on just treating symptoms. And so through, you know, being at the right place at the right time, surrounding ourselves with some really, really smart people, we were actually able to license these very specific strains of probiotics from London University. We dove into gut health research. The Human Microbiome Project had recently been launched by the National Institutes of Health, told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. We knew this was an area that was going to impact lives, and we dove right into it. And so from there, Just Thrive was born, and it's been by far the most gratifying career journey I have ever been on.
For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free, and it's only because I know Tina, and I'm name-dropping her. She's a helper like I am. It is justthrivehealth.com. Tina, what a thrill to meet you, and just so, you know, passionate about what you're passionate about, as I said. So thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. It's so fun being here.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Madison, it's time to rock the gamma ray. The Maxine Concert Series, Friday, June 14th, with Eddie 8 Dynamite.
All about that girl. Oh, yeah. All about that girl.
Iron Plow.
Going
and Marston. The Maxine Concert Series live at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Get advance tickets now at GammaRay.bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Stephanie Miller. Come together.
And also Shukashika. Yeah. What? Bow, bow,
bow. Wrong song.
You stick to your shut up song. Everybody loves Jody's shut up song. Everyone wants it as a ringtone.
Well, just grab it next time Chris
plays. People don't have ringtones anymore.
Well, people want Jody's shut up.
Oh, notification sound.
The Wall Street. Oh.
You okay? All right. Okay. 25 minutes after the hour. We talked about this yesterday. Everybody's been playing this montage of Sinclair stations that there's a script. Mm-hmm. I think what's dangerous about this is people think their local news is not biased.
It is.
This is just their local news. But these are the right wing has infiltrated everything. Mm-hmm. So these are local TV news, and they have a script that is right wing talking points.
The Wall Street Journal calling into question the mental fitness of President Joe Biden.
The Wall Street Journal is now with reporting calling into question the mental fitness of President Joe Biden.
As national correspondent Matt Galka tells us, the issue could be an election decider.
That's frightening, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it is propaganda, yeah, and it's not just, people think, oh, it's just, you know, Fox News. I think
it's Sinclair. And Sinclair. When we were in Seattle, I think Como TV is a Sinclair station.
Yeah.
And I noticed their right wing bent when I was watching their local news.
Didn't they almost buy KTLA here?
I don't know.
I think they did years. They almost did, but they didn't.
Our friend Joe Walsh, former GOP congressman, you know, made this point on Threads. We just had him on recently. This is the point I keep making. He said, yes, all news outlets left to right are biased, but my former world of right-wing media has moved well beyond just bias. Right-wing media has been completely untethered to the truth. Mm-hmm. And that reminds me of the thing I always talk about, like Dick Cheney planting the WMD lies. You know, to his stenographer at the New York Times.
Right.
And then citing the New York Times as the reason we need to go into Iraq because they have weapons, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Right.
I mean, and this is, so 93-year-old Rupert Murdoch orders the Wall Street Journal to do a piece on how Joe Biden's too old. Mm-hmm. So now they're citing the Wall Street Journal as the...
Exactly.
I mean, okay.
That's how the right-wing media sphere works.
Can I take a moment to say, America, Free Speech TV fund drive ends tomorrow.
This is why it
is important. This is why I'm wearing my shirt.
And today is a double match day.
Yeah. But because I'm telling you, we are, you know, we are David and Goliath here and trying to, you know, whether it's progressive radio or TV, we are only here because of our listeners being
absolutely
so amazing. And you know this, Kristen, radio publications for years, people have talked about the loyalty of this audience, that they really get it. They support our sponsors, Free Speech TV, Patreon, you name it, Steph Crap. We have a lot of Steph Crap.
We have a lot of Steph Crap.
Sexy Liberal Shows, sexyliberal.com. But it really is important because you just think, oh my God, people are just, you wonder why some of the polling numbers drive you insane. You're like, because they are being lied to constantly. Yeah, of course there's a left-wing bent that, you know, Rachel Maddow and Joy Reid and whatever are liberal, but they deal in the facts and they correct something if it's wrong.
Right.
The whole point of Fox News and Sinclair is to lie to people.
Yep.
You know, they're going to, you wonder why, we're like, what? Why would people think Trump got them $35 insulin? Because they're lying to them. Because Trump's lying, and then they parrot that lie. And that's where we are. And that's why we need more Steph Head true stories.
Oh, boy.
You know what's weird? Speaking of which, Jody, what's weird is this started from a very true Steph Head story from Antifa in Chicago that Chris disbelieved. And now everything is fake news, even though that was a true story. Bonnie in Madison writes, I watch way too much news, Steph, always hoping each day the people who support Trump will finally get a clue, but I may have really overdone it the other day after hearing another report of people going along with another of his authoritarian ideas I couldn't take anymore. I threw up in the window and yelled, fascist movement! Just then, someone walking by on the sidewalk said, oh, do you watch Stephanie Miller's show too?
I don't think that happened.
Mm-hmm. I've got, well, I have too many Steph had true stories to get to. Now I have a hard break.
True is in finger quotes.
I have a hard break. Some of it is comedy mocking me. Uh-huh. Some of it is true.
Uh-huh.
He's like the Sinclair of
this show?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I could be worse if you'd like me to.
Could be raining.
Could be raining.
All right. Kyle Prush is next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says local governments cannot use vehicles to collect early ballots like the ones that were used in Racine 2 years ago. Justices also ruled yesterday that local clerks can set up temporary polling places during early voting, but the locations can't favor Democrats or Republicans. Electric ambulances could be the next zero-emission vehicles. Kevin DeVoy is an ambulance dealer. He says new model electric ambulances could cut tailpipe emissions by 80%.
It's based on the difference between what you're emitting with a diesel motor versus running the electric.
DeVoy admits upfront costs are steep and the charging infrastructure is not where it needs to be yet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Sauk County boy authorities believe ran away to live in the woods has now been missing for a year. Family, friends, and strangers gathered for a vigil last night, 1 year since James Yablonsky left his Reedsburg home. He was 13 and drove the family's car to the bluffs in Baraboo. Officials believed at first he was living in the woods, but he was never found in exhaustive searches. The FBI is working with the Sauk County Sheriff's Office to find him. A detective tells WMTV there's no evidence to support that he was kidnapped, is deceased, or that any family member was involved in his disappearance. And students from all over the state are competing at the Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals. Rounds began today in Richland County. Rodeo Treasurer Dean Reinhart says a lot has changed since he participated in high school.
I can't imagine going through what some of these kids go through as far as hours of practice and travel.
Competition runs through the weekend. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, low of 56. Sunshine, low 80s on your Friday. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high of 77. Highs near 89 Sunday.
Right now, it's 70.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Matt Rothschild will be taking over the mic. He's covering day 9 of Joe Biden's top 100 topic, school vouchers.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Are we getting a little too numb
to this kind of rhetoric?
Yeah.
Is it getting out of control?
I've been struck by it every time.
Is he out of control?
And Trump has been out of control for a long time because what he's wanted to do is whack this whole notion of impartiality, which I heard you touching on, and I couldn't agree more. And I'm really glad you touch on that because that impartiality is what makes us a country.
That is Rena Shaw, GOP strategist.
We aren't a country if we can't look at our institutions and say these institutions protect the very American values that I know so many conservatives care about, which are freedom, equality, justice. I mean, if we don't have those things, we're not a nation at all. Trump wants to whack those things away just because he's mentally unstable on that day and wants to talk about a guillotine and wants to say that they want to take me to the guillotine. Buddy, it was you that was fine with people doing that to your vice president.
Yeah, I don't know if you've any of you, did any of you get this fundraising email? It's Trump never surrender.
Yep.
That's the, you know, the guy that recently surrendered.
Surrender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has a mugshot. Haul out the guillotine. They want me to be beheaded after this verdict, and it's not just me they want gone. They're really coming after you. Yes, yeah. You're all, Democrats are running on beheading all Republicans platform. Right. Jim Acosta's right. We're just numb to this. Like, we've got Alex Jones. I don't know what you do. He's already been sued, going bankrupt for millions of dollars. And he's, again, this has become the norm, this kind of violent rhetoric, talking about executing Fauci and the guillotine. And there's only one man that can help us now. Yes. Yeah, that guy.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Hi, Carl.
Hello. Here we are. Another low. I've run out of shovels that can break through the bedrock.
Yeah.
With how far down we've gone as a country and what we talk about in these campaigns.
Yeah.
I remember a time talking with you about Mitt Romney's presidential campaign against Obama and being like, can you believe the tax policy that Mitt Romney's
pushing? It's outrageous. Yes, I don't remember normal politics.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I was going to make a John Wick reference, Chris. I'm like John Wick breaking through the cement to get weapons to get to fight this new low.
You still haven't watched that movie.
Oh, just only a little bit. I couldn't take any more. Anyway, Carl, my point is, you're right. Breaking through the cement, getting the right weapons. I just don't know. You're right. You just, when you think there's a new low, but this rhetoric, this violent rhetoric against politicians, judges, doctors, I mean, this is new. And it's constant, and it's become daily. I mean,
It is part and parcel with a very large segment of the Republican Party at this point. And it's unfortunate, and it's frightening, not only for our democracy, but for everything that is related to our democracy, all the norms that we have in our society. And we have one person to blame for it.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of... A Republican Party that just does nothing but, you know, act as a defense team slash campaign, aides to Donald Trump. You know, they're hauling, you know, trying to haul Merrick Garland, you know, hold Merrick Garland in contempt after this ridiculous Mayorkas. Mm-hmm. You know, they're saying this is for the Joe Biden impeachment,
right,
which is also based on nothing. I've just never seen a party so thoroughly useless.
Well, you know, in fairness, they did go shopping for red ties. So they have kept the extra long red tie industry in you know, humming along. But you're right. It's frightening. And it's one gimmick after another gimmick after political stunt after political stunt, all designed to feed Trump's presidential campaign.
And can I just say, on the other side, someone wrote a piece, you know, a lot of people do tweets with all of Joe Biden's accomplishments, and they are bewildering at this point. And I literally thought, oh, this is too long to read on air. Oh, this is too boring. Like, how much he's actually gotten done. I mean, you know, they were talking this morning on TV about, you know, the right wing, swing in Europe, mm-hmm. because their economies aren't doing well. And then people turn to authoritarians. And I'm like, and our economy is literally leading the world. We are the envy of the world.
Right.
What Joe Biden has done just on that front has rescued us from the wreckage of Donald Trump's economy and COVID response. And we are, I mean, this one, Sunday Divine threads, the average annual inflation since 1953 is 3.5%, so our current inflation is slightly below normal. Oh, and we have the lowest unemployment rate since the 1960s. Thanks, Team Biden. How often do you hear that? That we're just...
You don't.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, you've got Republicans also saying that crime is on the rise and everything else. And yet the FBI says that we're at record lows for all sorts of violence.
Everything. Yeah. Again, statistics that would be too boring to read. Yeah. Every single category is down under Joe Biden.
Right.
And yet they're running on America's a mess, a crime-ridden mess.
And the New York Times will run, you know, 15 stories about Biden's age and zero stories about the new FBI statistics.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. That's part of it. Lincoln Project said, it's weird. I haven't received an influx of manic Biden fundraising emails immediately following the Hunter Biden verdict yesterday. No Biden Bibles, scraps of his suit for sale, or mentions of guillotines either. Mm-hmm. I mean, if ever there was a contrast with the two parties, it was from the president on down, the reaction to Hunter Biden's, you know, and I keep saying it. It's like the president always says, you can't only love your country when you win, Carrie Lake. How many lawsuits is this in that she just lost again?
70 billion.
Carl, are you concerned about that? Because I think we all know this is what 2024 is going to look like. Mm-hmm. There's going to be 11 billion Carrie Lakes and Donald Trump on down screaming about election fraud, and they didn't really lose.
Lawsuits. I think Democrats are ready for that, though. We were certainly ready last time around. You know, and unfortunately, this time around, and this is why it's so important for people to be very active in this election, Republicans have been nibbling around the edges and in some cases deep inside the election system in this country. And so to weaken it, to make it more susceptible to overturn, et cetera.
Yeah.
If you're in the sound of these voices, you need to do something to help this cross the finish line.
Carl, one of my concerns is Georgia. Mark Elias tweeted, I think it's outrageous the Georgia Court of Appeals is delaying Trump's trial until after the November election, just the latest example of Trump derailing the judicial system. I'm once again left going, how is this even possible? You know, we've already done the, televised investigation of Fani Willis's, private life, and she was deemed, it went forward. I'm like, now what is this that they're able to still? And in the meantime, you have an election denier refusing to certify elections in Georgia, right? There was that one story out of Georgia. I mean, what do we do about this, Carl? I guess I'm asking you as a former campaign strategist. I feel like all this other stuff is the distraction, and that's what we ought to be paying attention to.
One, you win by as much as you possibly can, so there's no question.
Yeah.
Two, you have good lawyers on retainer, and Mark Elias is among the best. So it's good to see him out there fighting the good fight.
Yeah,
and you hope that our institutions hold up on this assault.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, could you cue Alanis Morissette? I saved this for you because noted as esteemed school board member that you are. Florida school bans book about book banning.
Yep.
I'm just saying, I think.
It's incredibly meta.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't you think?
A book about book bannings has itself been banned by a school board in Florida at the behest of right-wing Moms for Liberty.
Oh, boy.
Lord.
Ban this book by author Alan Gratz has been removed from libraries in Florida. The author noted the irony of the school board acting just like the villains in his book. He said they banned the book because it talks about the books that they've banned and because it talks about book banning. It feels like they know exactly what they're doing and they're somewhat ashamed of what they're doing and they don't want a book on the shelves that calls them out. I mean, irony has just coughed up blood and died, but I mean...
Maybe he needs to write a book about a school board banning a book about book banning.
An enigma wrapped in a riddle. I mean, that's the thing. When you think you've hit a new level of ridiculousness with these right-wingers, I mean, all the way up to the Supreme Court and Martha Ann Alito spending, I don't know, time and energy stewing in her house thinking, how can I come up with a flag that will annoy gays? It's just... Really? Because she has to look at a couple of rainbows for a month?
Yeah. I mean, I was like, why don't you just wear some white pants after Labor Day?
Yeah.
You are a scamp. Oh, you know what? I'm with Junior Bill, who tweeted, where is the GoFundMe where I can donate so the Alito's neighbors can make the outside of their house as aggressively gay as possible?
Ha!
Is that columns? I'm not sure what that would entail. Columns in a detailed topiary?
Tons of uplighting. Uh-huh. I don't know. You know, Carl, you are a well-known not only campaign strategist, school board member, but also scamp. And I love this thread. Imagine if the Democrats drafted a national background check law and called it Hunter's Law and forced Republicans to vote against it.
Love it. Love it.
I mean, this is why I love that the Jasmine Crocketts and the Jared Moskowitzes and the Eric Swalwells are not just, you know, alpha liberals, but they're funny. They use humor. They use, like, every weapon at their disposal to try to, you know, put a spotlight on how ridiculous these Republicans are.
I think part of it is that and this is why this show is so, you know, important right now.
Yes, absolutely.
You have to laugh. You have to laugh.
Or you cry all day.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
that's our liner.
You get through it, you don't laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but, you know, at the same time, Bob Seska, you know, who we had yesterday, I love how he says this. The lack of a five-alarm urgency from the political news media about the possibility of another Trump presidency, given all the things, is easily the most widespread and damaging case of apathy and gaslighting mm-hmm. in modern U.S. history. This isn't a game. It's a national emergency. Mm-hmm. And that's what I feel like, Carl. This isn't an election in November. It's an emergency. It is a break glass moment for this country.
Right. And, you know, as we say often, like, if you are not so tired that you can get up in the morning and know who won the election,
yeah.
you didn't do enough. So get off the couch, get on the phone, go door knocking, make donations, call friends and relatives that don't vote, whoever. You know, you shouldn't be the only person you know that's voting. You should be bringing everybody you know who is.
Yeah. This last one I saved for you, MS tweets, to everyone who says they're not into politics, it's time to educate yourself because your life literally depends on it. I mean, that's the thing that drives me nuts, Carl, the half of the country that doesn't vote or goes, oh, I don't do politics. Well, you better, or politics is going to do you.
Right.
You know, you don't realize why your neighbor just died of an ectopic pregnancy.
Right.
You don't realize, you know, I mean, on and on and on, right?
Yeah, you may not have heard your name on the list, but that's just a yet kind of scenario.
Yeah, exactly. Carl Frisch, America's rock star. If school board members can be rock stars.
Right.
Yes,
I don't mean to offend actual rock stars like in that commercial.
I'd say he's America's delight.
He is.
There you go.
He's delightful scamp.
Oh, that's
delightful
nice.
Scamp. All right, love you, Carl. See you next week.
Thanks, Carl.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show.
What?
Okay, remember I was saying... I truly do love our sponsors. Like, right. I buy stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, a lot of sponsors, they give you something to see if you like it
right.
before you start talking about it. Yesterday, I got Hozier Olive pajamas. I did it. The short sleeve Olive. It's the new color Olive. Now they're probably all going to be gone.
Right.
You have to hurry. These things go out of stock, the most popular items.
Yes, they do.
I got a duvet cover, and I got the plush bath towels.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
I am super excited. Cozier, it's just they're so it's hard to go back because I have the Cozier sheets.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have the duvet cover.
Oh.
And I'm like, the bed is too soft. And then whatever I have now, it feels like sandpaper. Okay. I have a sandpaper duvet.
Scritch, scritch, scritch.
Yep.
Right. Okay. So anyway, I'm just telling you, I love, love, love. Revolutionary cooling bedwear, sleepwear, crafted with viscose from bamboo. It regulates body temperature, ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. There's nothing they can do about your dog.
Well,
your dog anchors that lay on you, but all the rest of it, they've got it. Go to CozyEarth.com/Miller, enter the promo code Miller at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and support. CozyEarth.com/Miller, enter that promo code Miller for an exclusive 30% savings. Wow! At checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from that drop-down menu, CozyEarth.com/Miller.
What is this, the Twilight Zone?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm Dr. Lowell Steen, Chief of Cardiology at Loyola University Medical Center, with Ira Antelis, founder of 120 Life, a drink that supports healthy blood pressure.
It's great to be here, literally.
because I almost wasn't. 5 years ago, I got a terrifying warning from my doctor that my blood pressure was off the charts.
That must have really shaken you.
It did, but I knew there had to be a natural way to lower my blood pressure. So I developed 120 Life, a juice blend to help lower blood pressure.
How much did your blood pressure drop?
In 2 weeks, it dropped 30 points.
That's remarkable. And no side effects?
None. It's all natural superfruits and key minerals. And today, we have thousands of satisfied users.
Where can you get 120 Life?
Just go to 120life.com and use the code CONTROL for 15% off or text CONTROL to 511-511. If your numbers don't improve, I'll send your money back.
So you really have nothing to lose. Take control of your blood pressure today by visiting 120life.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Morty here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Meeting you to celebrate our great state.
It's On the Road with Jane and Todd.
We are going to be broadcasting from places where you can come as we're doing both of our shows. Say hi, and I'm so looking forward to having the chance to sit down and talk to folks.
And that's the fun part of it, is just having conversations with real people.
It's Matt and Air on Air and the Todd Alba Show together on the road.
All this week from 10 to 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Max Inc. Radio.
He can play it all, and we'll challenge Graham Marlowe to it when he's in studio for a live Saturday night concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy Kane.
Weekend evenings on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Love fires.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This portion brought to you by Dr. Maui. Specifically, not just Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
What?
Cod Cracklers. Bonnie and Clyde just got their first shipment of cod. Because, you know, I do the Tilly's Treasures, the little beef liver. They go crazy. The Cod Cracklers, they're cod. Oh, my cod. They're so, oh, my God.
Oh, my cod?
They're always, Dr. Marty's always coming up with something new and delicious and nutritious for my baby.
That sounds fishy.
Yeah, I see what you did there. Okay, Cynthia from Minneapolis, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about her dog in Nature's Blend, he's acting like a young pup again, running up and down our hill, playing fetch, digging into his toy box again. His coat is shiny as his old sparkle back. Sparkle, Neely. If your dog is not named Neely, it needs to be.
Yep.
Okay. I love Feeding Nature's Blend to Bonnie and Clyde. I'm telling you, they I love it. Freeze-dried, raw, shelf-stable, not messy. You don't squeeze it from a wet pouch. It's not cooked with high heat like a lot of dog foods. Nature's Blend, minimally processed, naturally full of nutrients, raw, freeze-dried. And right now, 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. Oh, go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. 53 minutes after the hour. Where's my boop, 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 boop? Hello, Karen in Chicago. Uh-oh. Phone thing's doing the
what?
Thing. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Sorry, Karen. Hold, please.
Oh, man.
Okay. And I saved this for Karen because she's...
Oh, wait. There she is.
Oh, hi, Karen. Karen.
She said hello. Yeah. Oh, you quit it when you said so.
Sorry.
Hopefully, she'll be put back on hold.
Okay. All right. I saved because she sent me the fantastic Stop Project 2025 t-shirt.
Yes.
And is, you know, one of the people putting that information out there.
Yep.
Dick tweeted, Project 2025 is basically what happens when you ask ChatGPT to rewrite Mein Kampf.
All right.
I think that pretty much sums it up. Yeah. You want to know, like, what is Project 2025? ChatGPT, rewrite Mein Kampf. Okay, I mentioned Carrie Lake before the break. So she lost by 17,000 votes. She has lost yet another appeal. I don't even know which one we're up to in her effort to overturn the 2020
right.
Arizona election for Arizona governor. Isn't this the other thing we all teach our kids not to be as sore losers? From the time I was a little junior dyke softball player. Just you don't throw the bat when you strike out. You don't, like, they're just
Carrie Lake
whiners.
Is throwing the bat.
They're whiners. They're sore. They are elected. They don't. If they don't win an election, it's rigged. It's not fair. If they don't, if a trial doesn't go the way they want it, it's rigged. It's not fair. Wah wah wah. Bunch of whiny little diaper baby bitches.
How do you really feel?
Goodness.
Okay. Here is CNN anchor Boris Sanchez. Oh, he's doing a little bowling.
A little bowlerting.
Some bowlerting of Representative Tom Tiffany, Republican of Wisconsin.
What happened yesterday in regards to Hunter Biden and the gun crime that he was convicted of, that is just the beginning of making sure that they're held fully accountable. And that actually was the least of the crimes that may have happened here when you look at all this money that's flowed in from foreign countries, including our adversaries like China, Russia.
Congressman, there are some details there that I don't think reflect the record of what the oversight committees actually put out. In fact, it wasn't $20 million. It was $15 million that went to Biden family associates. And there's no evidence in any of the documents put out by the oversight committee that a single dollar went to President Biden when he was in office.
Okay.
I like Boris.
They skip right over the, oh, what about the two systems of justice and the president's son just got convicted? Oh, well, that's just the tip of his crime.
Right.
It's like, what? Oh, my God, based on nothing again.
Therefore, there's no evidence that he did anything illegal, that he abused his power or that he abused his power in office to help his family members or friends get wealthy.
Yeah, well, Joe Biden has a check in the amount of $40,000 that was has his name on it. You got another $200,000 check that came from Jim and Sarah Biden to him. I mean,
sir,
there's over
$20
million.
I actually have that check here. That was a check from 2018 when he was not vice president. And it actually says that this was a reimbursal. This was a loan repayment from his brother.
They don't care about facts.
They do not.
Okay.
You can make the case that the Bidens did not do this while Joe Biden was vice president, but I think it's contrary to the record. And it's contrary to what happened when Joe Biden was vice president and he went and called off the prosecutor in Ukraine in regards to the Burisma investigation.
Sir, that has been debunked. That prosecutor was unanimously disliked by both Republicans and Democrats, and even EU officials said that he was corrupt and they wanted him out.
Okay, here's Eric Swalwell calling out more Republican bull.
And can we also...
Yeah, just talking about trying to get this... They obviously just want audio of Joe Biden to try to use it selectively to make him look old. Oh, my God.
And can we also just talk about subpoenas for 1 second? Because two of your last speakers are 750-plus days in defiance of a subpoena. So get real when Mr. Jordan and Mr. Biggs come to this floor and want to talk and get all righteous about subpoenas. You start honoring your subpoenas, and we can talk about anyone else's subpoena.
Ooh, he's good.
Oh, and that's also wrong. Yes. Okay. I was wondering what's happening. Okay, fantastic. Dr. Doom, next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome documentary filmmaker and comedian Michael Alexander for part two of his interview about his film Out of the Loop. And Mike Clemens joins the show to discuss all things Wisconsin sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.